Today, I've been ranting. I've been frustrated on the inside. I've been posting feelings as I have them. A part of me needed to go to the grocery store this morning, and then the other part of me said, fuck it! I'm tired of being the one to go to the fucking grocery store for whatever the fuck is needed later, nigga. Somebody else do that shit. Somebody else go to the grocery store in the morning when it's cold as fuck after I got kids ready and out the door in one piece onto a school bus and go get what the fuck is needed for later, nigga. Why the fuck does it have to be me? That's the type of day I'm having today. I gotta work for the white man today. Surprise, surprise. But as I scroll through this thing we call social media, I keep seeing videos of mostly women telling other women to go for it, even halfway thought through, go for it. Even if the money is not right, pack up your stuff and move. Even if you don't know where you're going, it sounds like you're trying to become someone else's burden, right? And I think a lot of people are stuck into this mindset that, oh, a lot of people on the internet said, or this girl on the internet did this and all this opportunity came through when she just dropped everything and left. And, oh, this happened to this person. When's my story? Let me tell you something. In life, you don't get to pick when the fuck your time is. That's called false authenticity. Okay? That involved a lot of spit. But genuinely, what happens for you in good standing happens for you because the creator, okay, just speaking in general because I don't know what y'all all believe, only blesses people who are willing and are diligently doing their best every fucking day. And a lot of people are not doing anything. A lot of people are complaining for content. A lot of people are fake struggling for real pity. A lot of people are just doing it for the views. A lot of people are going into fucking grocery stores, getting their whole family, setting up a camera, disturbing the fucking peace. Shout out to DTP. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck up and stop trying to shortcut your way from doing the work. And the work is what you do when your camera's not rolling. The work is what you do despite your phone being off. The work is how you show up despite you not wanting to be there. Facts. For instance, today, I woke up. My alarm went off. It was 5:30. I set it for 5 more minutes. I got up like that painting of that black lady with her hands on the edge of the bed. That was me with my cow slippers. I walked to the bathroom. I mouthwashed. I washed my face. I knocked on the girl's door. I woke them up, right? And that is how I started my day. Did I want to get up? Hell to the fuck no. Am I tired of being the one that has to get up and get the girls ready? Yes! But the real view was how today was a revelation of how I shortcutted myself. I shortcutted myself by thinking me doing it all was good enough. And now me doing it all, no shade on Ari's dad, because he does help me, in other ways. Me doing it all in my house is so fucking exhausting. Okay? And I had an exhausting morning where I had a forced energy to be there that wasn't there. And when you do that in life, you take all the fucking joy out of the process. You take all the fucking joy out of the mornings. You take all the fucking joy out of the things that are being talked about. You take the joy out of your kids probably wanting to say something, but they see that you're frustrated, so they shut up. You take the joy out of liking the walk to school or liking the walk to the toy box, to the bus stop, or liking the ride to school. Like, the foundation was set up for you to have a partner for a fucking reason. The foundation was to be your best self individually as a woman. A man be his best self individually as a man. Y'all grow, y'all learn, y'all have goals. Someone picks a career, or both of you pick a career. Maybe one of y'all want to go to school. Maybe none of y'all want to go to school. But you have a fucking plan. And while you're planning that, y'all meet each other. And y'all get to know each other for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year, right? And maybe you feel like, as a man, I want to propose to her. I would like her to become my wife. Nah! I ain't putting no shade on nobody that get married earlier, but I'm just saying, the reason for spending that time is to be able to see this person without, to see this person when they're angry, to see this person when they're doubtful in themselves, to see this person when they're upset, to see this person happy, to see this person handle finances, to see this person and how they keep their home, to see this person and how they do their work and how they show up for other people and how they love their family and their character in your absence. And then you make a fucking decision on, do I want this person to skeet in me to make a child? And my point is, there is a reason for you to go through the process. There is a reason why you shouldn't shortcut how you're going to get to your goal. There is a reason why Jeff stayed in his fucking garage with his wife and it probably looked insane what he was doing, but now he has fucking Amazon. There's a reason for the fucking process. And I realized today that me trying to shortcut the process because of what I've seen and how I grew up, I shortcutted myself. I shortcutted myself on a level of help. I shortcutted myself on a level of peace. I shortcutted myself on a deeper, long-lasting relationship that I have yet to fucking have that is healthy. And it is very important for people to have a real discussion with themselves or the fucking internet about why the process of you getting to your goal is so fucking important. And a lot of people do not want to have that conversation with people on the internet because it's not trendy, or it's not going to fit in 60 seconds, or that's not going to get enough clicks, or that's not a good soundbite. Fuck all of that shit. Y'all trying to give microwave thoughts for oven baked goods. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can with just a click of your button on your phone, your Android or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review,
Let me know who you are, because I might want to find you on social media and thank you. And tell me what you think about the show. Or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me. And there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay?
I just want my kids to be better than me. I want my daughters to take their fucking time with people. And I want them to enjoy the years where they only have to think about themselves. Because as a woman, your years of only thinking about yourself are shorter than a man's years. Okay? We have short years before we get a cycle. We have short years before we are met with the threat of being pregnant. We have short years before someone decides that they want to violate our bodies. And I'm not saying that happens to everybody, but that happens to a lot of girls and women. We have short years before we are able to do the job just as good as a man, but we are paid less and disrespected more than a man is on a job. We have less years before we are looked at as lesser than because we are not engaged or we are not married. And we have lesser years after we have kids to be able to think about ourselves and not be looked at as, oh, you're selfish or you're a bad mother for wanting to have a day to your fucking self. So, I say this all the time, and I will die on this motherfucking hill. If the Lord ever takes it upon himself and be like, you know what? I know that was your first life, but I feel like your second life is going to be a lot better. But you're not going to have any memory of this first life. I'm going to let you be on earth again. Please. Give me a dick. It doesn't have to be the biggest dick. Make me a man, and I am okay with being a father. Because the way that a father has to engage and have their availability be open for children, it looks like y'all get the better side of the stick. Because when I tell you, I am so jealous of how my kids' fathers get to have a mother for their children like me. I am so fucking jealous. I want to know what the fuck that's like to be somewhere, wherever the fuck your bed is, wherever the fuck your day is, to wake up and not have to be woken up before you're ready. And get kids ready and make meals and pack lunches and iron fucking clothes. I want to be somewhere minding my whole damn business and not have to second guess what my children are doing academically or how they are still on the fucking honor roll without me helping them with their fucking homework. And I'm not saying, ooh, my goal, if I come back, is to be a shitty father. I will never be a shitty anything. It ain't in me, right? But just to have that mental freedom of not having to be the one all the fucking time because a mom got it. Oh my fucking God. What the fuck is that like? What the fuck is that like to feel like another parent has it? And that's my rant today. Because I am tired. I'm so tired of being a good mom. It's crazy. And I understand why moms go left out the fucking blue. Because just because we show up, just because we can, just because we make it make sense in the end of it, does not mean we want to or we're enjoying the process. It means we are so fucking selfless that we would share our fucking brains every fucking day since knowing we're carrying a human being and consistently show up even when the money don't make sense, even when you got other shit to do on your schedule, even when you wanna work and also do something on the side for yourself. We don't have time or space to be like, I'll see what I can do. We fucking make it happen. And not all of us, because there are some women who give birth and are not fucking mothers. There are some women who are okay dropping their kids off to anybody. There are some women who will be more concerned with getting her high.
She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not helpful. It's not helping, and it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit and those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
Today over taking care of her fucking kids. But I don't have a bum gene in my fucking body. But I can be honest with you and being like, my foundation wasn't there. So I shortcutted myself. So all I could do is make the best of my choices. And I say that to say, do not get on this fucking internet and be irresponsible and tell people, even if the money doesn't make sense or you don't have a plan, pack up and leave or fuck them kids. It's never fuck them kids for me. It's never fuck them kids for me because they didn't ask to be here. It's fuck them kids for a lot of y'all. And we see it. And you're creating another fucked up generation. And the generation that a lot of people talk about now is the aftermath of parents who thought working double shifts was smarter or better for their kids. And now their kids are outside like every day is fucking recess and taking from people who are trying to do it the right way. And I'll also say this shit right here. Doing shit the right way is bullshit within itself, because corporations are not doing shit the right way. The government is not doing shit the right way. Our politicians ain't never did shit the right way. Our fucking churches are not doing shit the right way. All of them churches is not on the up and up. Let's be for real. So to condemn working people for trying to figure out how can I make my work easier for me is some bullshit. having state laws and federal laws is some bullshit. It's loopholes for you to do shit that's illegal in other spaces. Still having sundown towns in 2024 is some fucking bullshit. I think I'm done.
When people say they don't like me, I put on glasses. To see if I give a fuck.